We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Vaughn.
This is amazing, and I'm so proud.
Get excited about Wednesday.
It's the morning.
When I was your age, we didn't have alarm clocks.
Buckle up, because it's going to be a bumpy ride.
A lot of people are going to find you annoying.
And you drive them insane all over again.
Hosting a radio show is fun.
So this is going to make me happy?
I guess so.
Good morning, and welcome to the show. I was a little concerned about my drive-in, but it was not terrible. I don't know if that's going to change or not, Lance. I think your first day back for the week, it's not going to be an easy one.
Yeah, it's kind of already started to change. What time did you get here to
the station? I was on the road at 4:30. I got here about 4:40.
Yeah, the 5 o'clock hour has kind of become that turning point where the conditions are starting to get pretty bad as far as things icing up.
And I didn't see any kind of trucks out or anything. I don't know if they already pre-treated or what the deal is.
No, because it rained. They couldn't do it. Over the last couple of days. Oh, with all the rain, they couldn't pre-treat. So.
I followed one or two in. There was two on the River Road, and then there were a couple as I got into Missouri, but that was like around 2 in the morning. So,
yeah, I don't know. I'm a little tired this morning because I stayed up very late watching the figure skating. But I didn't stay up late enough to watch all the big figure skaters. It was like 10 p.m. and none of them had taken the ice. I can't do that, Olympics.
And is that live or could they have edited
no,
that?
No, it's all live.
Oh, okay.
It's all live. Okay. I watched all the coverage on NBCSN and they should. I'm angry at Johnny Weir today. First time that he's really ticked me off. I will tell you about it a little later when we talk about Olympics. But as you heard, Kevin played the Lindsey Vonn jingle. She won a bronze last night. But, man, not a good year for the U.S. And I blame the Olympic Committee for not supporting their athletes. What do you expect? Get all these other countries that help with their training. They get nice salaries. Our people, unless you're a major star, get nothing. I'm not going to do anything about it, but I feel like the more I bring it up, maybe somebody that has power will do something about it.
Well, you saw that Real Sports episode the IOC and how just corrupt it is.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. So we're going to have some fun today. We're glad Lance is back. Lance, we had something planned for you all week, not realizing you wouldn't be... Well, we forgot that you wouldn't be here Monday when we were here.
Oh, you forgot that?
Yeah, well, When this was planned, we didn't think about President's Day.
Okay.
And then yesterday you were off.
Yeah, that was a last-minute thing.
Yeah, no big deal. But we're playing the movie trailer game all week, where we've taken classic movie trailers and transcribed the voiceover guy's line.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you have to figure out what the movie is based on what the guy's saying.
Okay.
So Jen had to fill in.
Yeah, here's an example.
In a world that's powered by violence, where the violent have power, a new generation carries on an old tradition.
Pretty good, huh?
My first question is, who is that?
That was Jen.
That's Jen?
We manipulated her voice a little bit.
That's not Jen.
Yeah,
that's Jen.
It really is.
No, it's not.
Yes.
In a world that's powered by violence, where the violent have power, a new generation carries on an old tradition.
That's
her?
Yeah.
Wow.
We have some tools in here.
I know, but I mean, normally you can, I mean, that literally does not, first off, it doesn't sound like Jen, but it doesn't sound manipulated either.
Wow. Kevin, good job. I don't know what you did. So you'll take over the duties just with your normal, we don't need to manipulate Lance.
So I'm going to be reading them.
You will. We'll record. Okay. We'll record it so you don't have to do it 1,000 times.
Okay.
But everybody's gotten them on, like that one.
Yeah.
First call.
Really?
Yeah,
what movie was
Goodfellas.
That?
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas. Okay.
I mean, but they're not that easy, and people know them. It's crazy. But anyway, we'll have a couple chances for you to win. The movie trailer game, we'll have Marcus Werenberg theater passes for you. We're doing it to get you ready for the Oscars next weekend, so you can go see all your favorite movies. Also today, since we didn't do Miss Connections yesterday, we will be doing Miss Connections today. We got some good ones today, Lance. So get ready. That's around 7:25. And I don't know. We're going to give you some tickets to another little show, Justin Timberlake, if you're into that. Yeah, so every day this, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, so the rest of the week, we'll have a pair of tickets. Jill Devine will have a pair of tickets, and Paul Cook will have a pair of tickets. And that show is not until December, but the tickets go on sale Monday morning, so you'll have the first tickets before anybody else in St. Louis. All right, weather-wise, I want to tell you about a traffic issue, too. I got a call, Lance, but let me do the weather real quick. Winter weather advisory in effect for the area until 9 a.m. Wintry mix of rain, freezing rain moves through the area. Then it's going to be cloudy, windy, cold. What a difference a day makes. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was muggy. I mean, it really was. It was very nice.
We're super gloomy.
It was. It was dark. A high of 36. And then another winter weather advisory tonight from 6 until noon tomorrow as another batch moves into the area with a possible ice accumulation of 0.1 inch.
That's all it takes.
Low of 32. All right, so Lance now has your traffic, and Diane called.
Mm-hmm.
She drives from way out west every day.
Right.
And said she tunes into us every single day for your traffic.
Aw, thanks, Diane.
And she wanted you to know that there's an accident westbound 70 west of 79. They just passed it.
Yeah, that one actually a little closer to T.R. Hughes, that crash on 70 westbound. By the way, thanks for the call, Diane. Traffic sponsored by Walgreens. There is quite a...
Y98 with Courtney, Jen, Kevin, and Lance on a ugly Wednesday morning. Welcome back, Lance, after your long weekend.
Thank you.
I know you're busy in the traffic center.
We'll
get to any big problems right now that you're going to be talking about.
Yeah, they've still got problems, generally speaking, and there are a number of ramps, elevated ramps especially, that are really icy, like the 70 and 270 interchange. There's a couple problem spots there, and they've got 70 West closed at K and 370 West closed to Truman, because it's icy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All
right. And I talked about how Kansas City schools were closed yesterday, and at least we don't have that. No, there are school closures today.
Oh, there are? You haven't delved into?
No.
You hadn't, like, really checked out?
Outlying areas, it looks like, so far, but there definitely are some school closings.
All right. So we'll have your extended forecast. Lance will have your traffic. But first, I want to say, Little Debbie, I have a fondness in my heart for Little Debbie snack cakes and such.
Mm-hmm.
She got me through some rough times in my early teens.
That should maybe be your rapper name, Lil Debbie.
I just love her, her curls, her sweet face, and her Nutty Bar. I love the Nutty Bar. At one point, we were on a road trip to watch the Altoff Crusaders play in the state championship. My sister was on the pom-pom squad. We weren't really there for the football. We were there for the routine to celebration. And I ate a whole box of Little Debbie Nutty Bars.
Oh, box?
By the end of the trip, my nickname was Little Debbie. She did something. She didn't. It's like she's a person. Oh, I'm sorry. Spoiler alert. She sent out a tweet the other day, and I love it. And it's after Valentine's Day. She did it on President's Day, the company did. From Little Debbie, at Little Debbie. Dear friend, Valentine's Day has ended, and perhaps it was an amazing time filled with bliss. Or perhaps it was a quiet time spent alone. But you know what? Either one of those are okay. Never attach your value and worth as a person to your relationship status. Love, Little Debbie.
Amen, Debbie.
Wow.
What's up, Deb?
Debbie for president.
Move over, love advice columnist.
But come on.
Did she end it with enjoy a Star Crunch? I mean, something?
No. She didn't even push any of her products.
Wow.
It's been shared 18,000 times last night. But I'm saying, that is nine years old.
She was so wise.
Nine years old, and she knows so much.
<laughs> <laughs> 29 now downtown, and Lance Hildebrand with the latest problems. And there are many on the roads this morning.
And that temperature is the giveaway, 29. That's going to tell you.
Well, all week we've been playing the movie trailer game. We've taken a classic movie trailer and transcribed what the voiceover guy has been saying. You guys have been good all week. We have finally stumped you, and at an inopportune time, because we have Schmig to get to. We've had a couple guesses to this classic movie trailer, Pride and Prejudice, Hunger Games,
The Peanuts movie.
That was a text. Yes. I'll give you a little clue. But, well, maybe I should give you the clue before. That way it's in your mind.
Okay, yeah.
It's a comedy. It's one of Jen's favorite movies.
Is it a romantic comedy?
It is.
Okay.
All right. But it's, well, just listen. Here you go.
It was a time when life didn't seem so complicated. A courtly age of gentle conversation. No, actually, there was a lot of treachery, peril, and revenge. There were affairs of state and affairs of the heart. It's a story of love, a tale of adventure. It's as real as the feelings you feel.
All right, let's go to the phones. Maybe that clue helped you. Hi, Y98, what is your guess?
Hi, The Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride!
Love! True love! You got it. Congratulations. You win a pair of passes to Marcus Werenberg Theaters. Relax and recline at Marcus Theaters, now featuring Dream Lounger recliner seating. See a movie in style at Chesterfield, De Pere, Ronnie, St. Charles, and O'Fallon Cinemas.
Yeah,
congrats.
We'll play again next hour. We also have Justin Timberlake tickets, Miss Connections, but next,
Entertainment Schmig, and there is a lot to cover. Big news if you're fans of This Is Us. Sterling K. Brown has another gig, and we're crossing our fingers that it's going to be good. It's coming up after Chainsmokers and Daya on Y98.
Entertainment Schmig.
Let's start off with some great news. Saw this yesterday and got so excited. The video is online at Y98.com. Saturday Night Live next month. Yep, Bill Hader's coming back to host, so that'll be fun.
Oh,
you know he's going to revive. Yep, Stefan and all his other stuff. But also, hosting. This could be great or disastrous because he's not a comedy guy that we know
of. I think it's going to be great.
I think it is, too.
Yeah.
Sterling K. Brown. What can he not do?
Right.
Hosting SNL.
Can you imagine how excited he is?
Oh my gosh. And he put this video up about how excited he really is. Benedict Cumberbatch. Doing one of those charity contests through omaze.com where you can win a chance to have tea with him and get two tickets to the premiere of Avengers Infinity War.
He's got a new show that's coming to Showtime that looks amazing. I think it's him. It looks really, really good. I'll find out what the name is. You continue.
Well, he gave a dramatic reading of I'm a Little Teapot and did some vocal warm-ups using his name. They're tongue twisters. Benedict Cumberbatch met a feminist lumberjack.
Benedict Cumberbatch met a feminist lumberjack.
And Benedict Cumberbatch broke a delicate luggage rack.
Benedict Cumberbatch broke a delicate luggage rack. Yeah, you know his speech has to be great having to say his name his whole
right.
life.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Mm-hmm. Cumberbatch.
It's not Cumber.
Cumber?
It's Cumber.
It's Cumber.
It's Cumber. Melrose. It's called Melrose. He stars as a guy named Patrick Melrose. It looks really, really good.
Yeah, Patrick Melrose is way easier to say than Benedict Cumberbatch.
<He does. laughs>
Serena Williams in a column for CNN revealed that she almost died after giving birth. She needed an emergency C-section. Afterwards, she was bedridden for 6 weeks, had a bunch of complications, including a pulmonary embolism that led to multiple surgeries.
Wow.
She goes into great detail about all of the problems, and she did it to emphasize the importance of everyone doing more to make sure that top-notch healthcare is available for all mothers and babies. And to donate to charities that help mothers and babies all around the world. Because I'm sure she realizes, you know, having the money that she has and access to
great healthcare.
Great healthcare saved her life.
We always have to think of that in this community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like how lucky we are.
Amen.
To have all the incredible doctors,
yeah,
and nurses and hospitals here.
Yeah.
People travel all over just to come to our community.
Right.
For
that. Right. George Clooney says he and his family will be in Washington, D.C. March 24th. That is when the Florida students have organized a gun control rally. All of the students in Parkland, Florida. They were just in Tallahassee yesterday lobbying members at their state capitol. George Clooney, Oprah, Steven Spielberg, and Jeffrey Katzenberg have all pledged $500,000 to the protest. Some people think that George Clooney is getting ready for a presidential run in 2020.
Please.
I could see it.
I couldn't.
I
He's got babies. He found love.
Come on. Okay. This is crazy. We have the best movie supervillains online. The top three.
Okay.
This, of course, is because of... It's coming out because of Black Panther, because they say Michael B. Jordan.
Number two. Already? Kevin, yep. You haven't seen it, but who do you think is the number one superhero villain of any of the movies?
I think everybody will say Heath Ledger as the Joker.
Yes.
But what is your pick?
My favorite, honestly, I've always loved the way Gene Hackman played Lex Luthor.
I agree.
I love that.
Gene Hackman or the guy,
or Terrence
Stamp
as General Zod.
Well, Gene Hackman comes in at number 11. Terrence Stamp as General Zod comes in at number 4. Yeah. And number 3, Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman.
Really?
I know, right?
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. And then Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, low-key, very good.
Number 5.
Okay.
Was Bane on that list?
No. Oh. Can you believe it?
Oh, wow.
No, he was number 13. Sorry. Okay. But here's the crazy thing. This is true evil. I don't even know how this is happening. Netflix is airing a British TV special called The Push, where a group of people try to convince someone to commit murder. Oh, by the way, it's not fiction. It's a reality or documentary or whatever.
What?
Whole bunch of actors and just one guy who doesn't know
that they're actors.
Yes. Series of events get him deeper and deeper into a really bad spot, and he's finally put in a situation where he feels like killing another person is the only way he can avoid serious consequences.
This is a terrible idea.
Wow, that sounds like an episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea.
This British mentalist and illusionist, what is he like, the British David Blaine, says, the question we're asking is simple. Can we be manipulated through social pressure to commit murder?
No, this is an awful thing.
Yeah.
It's just
shows up on Netflix February 27th. How about this? Can you do the reverse? Like, go into situations and try and get people
to do the right thing?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, you know, we know that there's a mob mentality in the world. We don't need to study it. It happens. People can be persuaded easily if they're weak-minded.
I feel like, especially after this Parkland High School shooting.
Yeah. It's a terrible idea.
I feel like they're... You know, part of me wants to say, I shouldn't even give this guy press. The other part of me wants to say, I have a feeling there's going to be so much pressure on Netflix. It might get pulled within the next 6 days. Yeah. I don't know.
You're right, though. It is evil. And we've got enough of that.
Right.
Unless the outcome is that no matter what these people pressure this person to do, they don't crack. I don't know. It bothers me, though. That's Entertainment Schmig. Sorry to end on a bad note. Olympics tonight. Michaela Schifrin.
There's a happy thought.
And Lindsey Vonn, the oldest female to win
a medal
in skiing or whatever she did last night. She won bronze.
She did.
Half the information. Here's Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You do deserve it. And don't let anyone tell you differently.
That's what little Debbie would say.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about Justin Timberlake tickets.
Oh, I wasn't.
He is coming to town in December. So think of it as a little early Christmas present from the morning show to you. Before 8 o'clock this morning, your chance to win. And then we'll do tickets again tomorrow.
That's right. The rest of the week. Very exciting. Justin Timberlake coming.
Today's Wednesday. Yeah. And then we'll do tickets on Friday. Why am I thinking it's Thursday?
Don't do that to yourself, Jen. We got some time to go.
<All right.
laughs> Okay. What would it take to send your food back at a restaurant?
I don't think I've ever sent food back.
What if there was a hair in your food? Would you send it back?
Yeah.
No, I would just take it out.
I would not send it back. 15% would not either. 7% said they weren't sure. What if your food came on a dirty plate or a dirty ashtray?
No,
right, dirty Chet. Plate.
I've never had a dirty plate, but I have had a dirty glass or a dirty fork, and I will ask for
a
Yeah, yeah.
But would you send your food back on a dirty plate?
I don't know what a dirty... Nah.
Okay, Jen,
yeah,
wouldn't.
I would.
Yeah, man, you're a real complainer.
I am.
Lance?
Probably. I know I just did the dirty glass thing Sunday. That happened. It's like, hey, can I have a different glass of water?
Yeah.
12% wouldn't. Another 8% weren't sure. So 1 out of 5 would.
Okay.
What if your food was undercooked? Would you send it back?
That also happened Sunday, same restaurant, but I stayed with it. I
if
did
it's
not.
Chicken, yes.
If it's all like totally pink?
Well, if it's chicken.
I think it's happened to me before, and I just didn't eat it and kind of ate everything else.
So
and then when they said, are you done? I think I said, yeah, I didn't finish this because it wasn't cooked all the way through.
All right. What if the entire meal was wrong? You got the wrong meal.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's not your meal. You're not really sending it back. You're just telling them,
this
I want
mine.
My meal.
Right, yeah. What if they gave you a more expensive meal?
No, because I want what I want. I get locked in.
Overall, not 39% of people said they're either somewhat uncomfortable or very uncomfortable sending something back at a restaurant.
Except for Kevin. And when we're eating with him, that means all of our food has been spit in.
Yeah, Kevin's got a little extra something in his soup.
Mm-hmm.
You got to worry about that.
I know you worry about it, but I take cues from my wife. I one time had to, you know, because the fries were undercooked. I had to go back and say, these are undercooked.
The fries were undercooked.
I've never sent fries back.
You know.
So, but I prefer crispy fries. But if I don't get them, I'm like, okay, well, I just won't eat as many as I normally would.
I was in the drive-thru, so.
All right, well, let's get to your traffic.
Oh, my goodness.
And all the news with Jen. Drive-thru.
How's it looking, Lance?
I was just spell-checking a tweet there, make sure I had all my spelling right, and it looks like I did. Traffic is sponsored by...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.